The Virtues of Oblivion by James Meek. With James Purefoy and Emma Siddy.
Where are we going?
To the island of Kadun.
It's 5 euros to go there.
You're very kind.
100 euros to go back.
Professor Rosen?
Yes?
Professor Rosen, look, could I have a word?
I can't see you now. Got a lecture.
Well, it's rather urgent.
Nothing is urgent. Everything is contingent.
I'm not sure what that means.
My name is Carl Rosen, and over the next few weeks, we shall consider the philosophy of Europe's greatest living thinker, Herbert Mantala. In preparation for this summer school, you will have read Mantala's major work, Why I Exist, either in translation or, if you're really serious, in the original German.
Professor Rosen?
I'll take questions at the end. Mantala's Why I Exist...
But I'm like the only student here.
No, you know. There's another one at the back.
No, I'm not a student. I'm a lawyer. Andrew Simmons? I was trying to introduce myself in the corridor just now.
You can tell my ex-wife, no more money.
It's not about your family.
Oh, are you one of the vice-chancellor's goons? Yeah, I used to have 300 students in this hall hanging on my every word. Now, people came here to learn. Now it's an academic supermarket. Push your trolley around the aisles. Oh, look, organic cosmology, air freighted in from Chile. Wow.
See, I'm not...
Now, I can still pull them in, you know. I've got a dozen Chinese students signed up for the autumn term.
I'm not from the university. I've come to see you on a personal matter.
May I ask a question, please? You were saying...
Your name?
It's Johnny Carreras. I transferred from Syracuse last semester because your papers on Mantala were so awesome.
This is a summer school. You're not supposed to be joining the postgraduate class until October.
I was kind of keen to get started. Besides the philosophy, I want to be sure that we're going to be talking about the part of the book where he explains why he didn't want to be published. You know, the personal chapter where he says these amazing things about, like, celebrity and fame and what it means to be great.
Mantala's views on celebrity are simple. He wanted to be unknown. He saw the desire for fame as the thinker's greatest enemy. As he says, the only thing more contemptible than a man who boasts of his wisdom is a man who gets others to boast for him.
I totally respect Mantala on that, but...
How his book came to be published doesn't matter. The only Mantala you need to know is a cool, distant, abstract figure weighing the mystery of human consciousness on the palm of his hand. Now, the three key elements to Mantala's analysis are as follows.
Oh, hello.
May I sit down?
Not for me to say, none of the furniture's mine.
What is it you want?
Yeah, I represent the estate of the late Herbert Prenskas Mantala of Kadun Island, Estonia.
The late?
Hmm.
He's dead?
No.
Well, I'm sorry to break the news in this way.
Dead?
He was elderly.
Dead? I've read his chapters on the inevitability of death so many times, and now he is dead.